What about the sense of failure people feel around the perception that you created your illness? Even if they are in present time, they may die anyway. Ultimately, we need to change the perception of death. What do I think about this? This one little sheet of paper is loaded with a number of things. Let's start with number one, which is the perception that you created your illness. You know, I have emphasized today that that perception is true, but it's not true for most people. In other words, if I were teaching you a class on mysticism, and I said to you, look at that, these mystics, and I lined up Francis of Assisi and Hildegard of Bingen and Teresa of Avila and all the greats, and then pulled out the Tibetan mystics and the Zen ones. I said, all these mystics could levitate, and they all could do this and all could do that. And then said, and this could be yours too. There's truth to that. It could be. But it's not true, is it? Differentiate between that which is truth and that which is true. It is absolute truth that you too could be that way, because that's the nature of enlightenment, but it's not true today. In order for you to be what they are, in order for all of us, not all of us, to be what they are, we have to live and have a very different rapport with our spirits that we do not have now. Similarly, you create your own reality and you create your illness is in that category. Yes, you can have access to that level of truth, but it isn't true yet. And so I think that when people appear almost embarrassed, say, I know I created this illness. Actually, now I don't think that that's true. I don't see that at all. The way I would put it now is I think most people, we are not yet mature enough to accept responsibility for the creation of our full reality at all. I think the most we can do is say, I am in charge of the quality of my journey and not all the places where I need to go and all the people I need to be with. I'll take responsibility for my response to the quality of the journey and acknowledge that that creates a certain response and a certain quality to the next day. So that if I am negative all day today, there's a real good chance tomorrow will be negative, and I can accept responsibility for that, but I can't accept responsibility for the creation of the weather. I'm not in that league yet. So we have to water down that truth to where it actually fits us.